Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, of which there are hundreds all over North America. Thank you to everybody listening on satellite radio or the app, which means SiriusXM channel 158. And also anybody who's tuning in right now on a sports, or not a sports speaker, but a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is coming to you live from New York City, holding it down on the boards. Speaking of the boards, wow, looks like for right now, at least, just for right now, looks like the Florida Panthers will continue to crash into the boards. There's about 10 seconds left in the game. More than a minute ago, the Florida Panthers were able to tie up the game. It's now 2-2, the Panthers and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And Florida is looking to avoid an 0-3 hole. Let's see what they do the rest of the evening. I get started with you every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We talked about everything going on in the Miami sports scene, from Messi to the Heat to the Panthers that I just mentioned. They are now going into overtime. We talked about Dalvin Cook going to be gone from the Minnesota Vikings. It's apparent he wants to go back to Miami. He just might. Mike McDaniel isn't going to talk about it right now. He doesn't want to be fined. And then we also got a little bit of an update when it comes down to LIV Golf. You know, we didn't get too many details during the announcement earlier this week, but we have been told that LIV Golf is not going anywhere. It will stay around as a standalone entity along with the PGA separately, although they're going to be owned and pretty much merging by the same folks putting up money, which happens to be Saudi Arabia. And so if you were hoping, like Rory McIlroy, that LIV Golf just falls off the face of the planet Earth, don't expect it. Don't look for it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We had some callers that just hopped on right before we went to break, so I want to talk to them, and then I want to give you an update on Tyler Hero. I'll obviously keep you up to date with the Florida Panthers as they try to stay alive here in Game 3. And then we got a busy show for you. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with former Denver Nugget point guard Earl Boykins. He's going to come through and talk to us. And then next hour, we're going to have a conversation with welterweight champion. He has a big fight coming up to get all of the welterweight belts. Errol Spence Jr. is going to come through and join us next hour. I'm going to ask him about his fight with Terrence Crawford that goes down on July 29th in Las Vegas. Two undefeated welterweights, both in their 30s, both in their primes. People have really been waiting for this one. Errol Spence Jr. coming through next hour. Earl Boykins coming through in a few minutes. 855-212-4CBS. Ben is calling from Harrisburg, PA. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ben?
Well, what's up, JR?
How are you? What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you about the Kansas City Chiefs and, like, ask you, like, how you think they're going to be doing this year.
Oh, well, I got a simple, easy answer for you. I think they're going to be back to contending for a Super Bowl, man. Are you a Chiefs fan? Are you worried?
Well, no, I'm not worried. I'm just like, because people always just find some reason to trash talk them and say how they're going to be doing bad. So I just wanted to see how they're going to be doing.
I don't know. Who do you talk to, man? I haven't heard that.
Just like everybody, just every other team's fans.
Oh, well.
I think they're just jealous.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're the champs, when you're on top. Hey, Pete, aren't people jealous of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're on top, Ben. Appreciate you, man. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't know who the hell Ben is talking to. His friends are idiots. Sounds like he's in school. That'd make all the sense in the world. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm very well.
About Rory, I hope you give me a few seconds here about Rory and all these guys crying about Saudi money. I want to help them realize a few things. Number one, where do you think we're getting all these gasoline from? We're buying Saudi gas every single day, point number one. Point number two, we're selling them missiles, F-16s. We're basically their defense department. We attack Iraq from the Saudi soil. We have an airfield base in Saudi Arabia. Currently, generals, colonels, everyone lives there. We have Trump there dancing with the king with his sword. We have Biden there consistently. Billions of dollars worth of investment. And now they're worried about getting Saudi money? Are you serious? Let's take the moral high ground. Saudis are a bad government, so on and so forth. Just in the past 10, 15 years, name me how many countries has Saudi Arabia gone to war and killed their population compared to our government? This does not make any sense. It's either Rory has been living in a box and he has no idea what's going on.
He doesn't
see what's going on right now.
I don't think that's the case, Mike. And I don't know how often you listen or talk. We've had this conversation in full a couple of days ago. And I think, as you just mentioned, and you did a good job doing it, I believe, you know, we live in a world where we are in a global economy. And it's hard for anybody, any entity, large, big, or small, to operate in a box. Things are so tied together. If you live and you're a human being, you have to make decisions and choices as to who you, quote unquote, deal with. And it's pretty difficult to just avoid every atrocity or every wrongdoing in the world because the world is full of them. Now, I think this is where the difference comes down to. We don't necessarily, as individuals, have full control over government entities. You can certainly participate in the process through voting, through elections, through your local officials. You can certainly make minor decisions as to where you spend your money with purchases. You can say, hey, I want an electric car from this guy or that person, or you can do whatever the hell you want. I think there's a difference between looking at things from a government perspective versus an individual perspective. We can look at the comments made by Phil Mickelson before Live was even really formalized, where he came out of his own mouth and pretty much said that these are some bad dudes. And he went and took the money anyway. And so he hasn't been shy in defending himself. So I don't want to beat up Rory McIlroy. I don't think he's an idiot. I don't think he's lost on the hypocrisies of the world. I just think there's a big difference between saying, well, he's not happy with this, when he personally had a decision and a choice to make, and he made his. I wouldn't group it all together. It's not the same.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but we're talking about moral high ground. That's what I've been hearing all this week, moral high ground, Saudi Arabia, which I'm not saying Saudi Arabia is a – we all know what type of government they are.
Sure.
But when it comes to morality, we got to look at our side, too. When you point a finger at someone –
but it's not – Rory McIlroy is not even – he's not even here. He's not even born here, okay? So my point is you brought him up. And you said, is he living in a box or not familiar with what's going on? You just said you agree with me.
Yeah.
He's entitled to feel that they took the money. And that's well within his right. And so, yeah, you're gonna hear this conversation. But I think your issue might exist outside of Rory and might exist with hypocrisy in a general sense. Hey, Mike, definitely. I appreciate you for calling from Virginia.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brett is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, I was wondering, like, what do you're talking about Liv not being a thing in the future, but all of these entities are merging, saying, like, the three biggest golf entities in the world are merging.
Oh no, this sucks. We need to merge Brett with the better cell phone service. Yes, I'm familiar that they're merging. What we don't have the answers to is how are they merging? How are they going to operate in sync? I just delivered the news to you on the other side of the break that there was a report from Greg Norman that Liv is not going anywhere. And that's all cool, and that's well, and that might be the case. But without knowing the full details, we have no idea. Unless Liv Golf, and this is the kicker for what I said, they have taken the approach of, at least Greg Norman did, hey, we're going to have access to sponsors. Hey, we're going to make television money. Are you so sure? The PGA will. I think the PGA will go ahead and survive anything. It is to be seen. It is to be determined. It is TBD as to what Liv Golf does and how they exist into the future, A, if they do not have a television distribution agreement, and I will assume they'll try to pick one up from their association with the PGA, and or they can't make money via sponsors. It's not the sexiest thing on planet Earth for a corporate entity to say, I want to write a check to Liv. There's a reason that Liv Golf didn't secure a decent television distribution agreement, and it's for all of the reasons that Rory McIlroy found that they shouldn't even exist. And so we can talk about a merger. I can't just wake up and rebrand, or they can't wake up and rebrand who they are, where they come from, where they get their money from, because the public is not stupid. The public who would oppose such is not stupid. And so is Liv Golf going to be here for the next 2 to 5 years? Maybe, probably, yeah. Is it going to be here for the next 5 to 10? Who the hell knows? You know, if I think about any nascent business or organization or brand, there are no guarantees that they stay alive. You know, I can think about more reputable leagues. Think about some of the leagues that have been here in North America with less beef, acrimony, less of a stench associated with the name, whether it's a USFL or a CBA, a Continental Basketball Association. Anytime you start a business, man, you got to go through the fire. And in the case, I said this a couple of days ago, in the case of Liv Golf, knowing that they have the money, and man, they bought their way into golf. That doesn't mean that they're going to stick around forever. Nobody knows. And to think that all of a sudden they're just going to make money hand over fist via sponsors and television deals? Good luck. It's like what they say in that movie. Taken. Yeah, good luck. We'll see. Nobody knows for sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of not knowing for sure, I just told you I'd give you an update on the Miami Heat, more specifically, Tyler Hero. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. They didn't win. They're going into overtime. Score's tied 2-2. They're trying to stay alive at home out in Sunrise. Golden Knights, if they win this game, they go up 3-0 in the series. I told you the Miami Heat, they're pretty much facing a 3-1 deficit if they lose tomorrow. Someone who they haven't seen since game one against the Milwaukee Bucks is Tyler Hero. He broke his hand. And Tyler Hero has not been in action. He no longer has the cast on, but his hand is still sore. It still hurts. And so Eric Spoelstra was asked about Tyler Hero and whether or not we'll see him tomorrow. Well, just listen to Coach Spoelstra.
Tyler Hero, did he have his contact workout yet? And one thing I'm a little unclear of is he's been cleared apparently for contact workouts, but he hasn't been cleared. Can you sort of elucidate a little on the difference between the two? Thank you.
Yeah, this is just part of the process. You know, you have to go through stages. First part of it was just shooting, then movement, then contact versus coaches, and then the next level of contact in practice. He has not been cleared for a game, and he's still not cleared yet.
Yeah, well, we can go a little bit further than that. Tyler Hero has been ruled out from Game 4 of the NBA Finals. It was reported for a long time, and these are things that we know are not guarantees. It was reported from the day he broke his hand that the only way we will see Tyler Hero back in this year's NBA playoffs is if the Miami Heat make the NBA Finals. I thought that that was a little bit of a stretch for them to even do so. We know the Miami Heat have. They are here in the finals. And I don't know, maybe about right now they need Tyler Hero out there just jacking up shots. Because trying to count on Strus, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin. Yeah, it looks like all of those guys have come back down to earth a little bit. They're reminding everybody who they are. Look at it this way. Miami Heat, they're going to still have to depend on them tomorrow in Miami. Because Tyler Hero, he gone. He won't be playing tomorrow either. And by the time he can come back, well, the series might already be over. It might be over by tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to someone who played for the Denver Nuggets. We're going to talk about someone who was just unlikely, period, to even be in the NBA at 5'5". We're going to talk the Nuggets legend, Earl Boykins. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot going on right now. You got the Stanley Cup Finals going on. We got the NBA Finals going on. We got Messi coming to America. Man, we got Earl Spence Jr. joining us here next hour, but we got to talk to someone who is on the line with us right now. I just told you about the finals. It's time to have a conversation with a 13-year NBA veteran, someone who was looked upon as, why is he here in the NBA, until he started busting everybody up. It's a Nuggets legend, former assistant coach here with UTEP men's basketball, Earl Boykins. Earl, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. Man, we know about your time in Denver. I feel like that's really where you made your bones and really got the attention, your first big contract in the NBA after being undrafted. I know you spent a lot of time in Denver before moving on to the college coaching ranks. Are you at all surprised over what the Nuggets have grown into over the past few years?
No, I'm not. It's funny that you ask that question because 4 years ago when I was staying in Denver and I was doing Denver radio there, and it was a question, there was a prediction of, did I think the Nuggets would be in the finals in 3 years? And I said, absolutely. And the reason that I felt that way was because the way their team was built was organically. You know, they do a great job of drafting and develop players, and You know, I just thought that even then I could see Jokic developing into, you know, the player that he is now. And I always thought Jamal, you know, would be a great second piece to it. And so, you know, I'm one of the few that actually, you know, saw this coming in the NBA.
Nuggets legend Earl Boykins is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. You know, Calvin Booth, he started off as an assistant. He's now the full-time GM, has been in that spot for a few years now. We don't hear his name a whole lot. I remember when Calvin was out there playing. I certainly know that you know him. How big of an impact has he had on this team? Because he doesn't get mentioned a whole lot.
Yeah, Calvin's been unbelievable in his, you know, recognition of talent. You know, he does a great job of getting pieces that I think fit what the Nuggets are trying to do from the basketball standpoint, but also, you know, fit their culture. You know, you don't hear about a lot of the Nuggets players getting in trouble off the court at all, you know, if any. And so, you know, he's done a great job of, you know, not only recognizing talent on the court, but also off the court. And I think, you know, he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves because, you know, it's Denver. It's not a huge media market. And, you know, when you're in a smaller market, that's what happens.
Well, I think in due time, I think sooner than later, I think he's going to start getting a lot of attention for what he's been able to contribute to over the past few years. Well, let me ask you this, Earl. Like, the NBA is in such an interesting place right now. We got a 7-foot point center guard, whatever you want to call him, putting up 30, 20, and 10 type games. When you played, people looked at you at 5'5" and said, how is he going to go out there and do damage? And that's exactly what you did. And this was 15-plus years ago. What are your thoughts on how the NBA has changed? And it doesn't matter how big or small you are. It's like we're getting things on the extreme right now.
Yeah, I think the game has definitely evolved into a faster-paced game. It's more entertaining for the fans. And, you know, Jokic is just, you know, he's part of the way that the game is played, especially in Europe. I had an opportunity to play in Italy in 2009, and when I was there, you realize very early on, you know, when you're overseas, is everyone is skilled. And the development of USA players is starting to develop the same way the Europeans. For instance, Europeans, when you're young, it doesn't matter how tall you are, whether you're guard or big, you do the exact same drills. Whereas when we were growing up, bigs went to one end and guards went to another end.
That's right.
And so everything was separate. And, you know, the game is definitely becoming a game where, you know, you have to be able to do everything on the court if you want to be, you know, one of the great players now. It's not a game where you could just – you can make it to the NBA with one elite skill, but in order to become an MVP-type player, you have to be able to do multiple things. And, you know, Jokic, with his size, he's a matchup problem. He's definitely a matchup problem because, you know, when you look at the NBA now, there are only two centers. It's Embiid and Jokic. That's it. Everyone else are power forwards parading as centers.
Yeah.
And so when you have a real big man who's skilled, he has an unbelievable advantage. And, you know, he's taking advantage of it. He's showing that, you know, great. Bam is a great defender. But at the end of the day, Bam is too small to check him. He just is. You know, Bam's too small. Even Anthony Davis in the Lakers series. There's just the NBA has become so small that when you have a big man who's actually skilled, it's like watching Wilt score. Yeah. If Jokic wanted to, he could score 50, 60 points every game. Every game. But there's no one as big as he is on the court. And, you know, he just does an unbelievable job of being patient and letting the game come to him. But I really believe if he wanted to, he could score 50 every game, easy.
No, I mean, he's handing out beatdowns, and he's doing everything out on the court, which is pretty nuts. Nuggets legend Earl Boykins is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. When you look at the rest of this series, Does Miami, do they get one more game? Or what are your thoughts on what's going to be left here?
I think Miami maybe gets one more game, but I don't see it going seven. You know, I think the Heat they've had an unbelievable season. This series sort of reminds me of the bubble when they ran against the Lakers with LeBron and AD. At some point, the Nuggets' talent is just overwhelming. They're just a better team. They're a deeper team. At this point, they have the two best players in the series with Jamal and Jokic. You know, it's hard to be successful in a playoff series where the opposing teams have the two best players. I think game two was a wake-up call for the Nuggets in terms of the mentality that every night you have to be focused. I don't think they were as focused as game two. And I thought that contributed more to Miami winning than anything else. It was a lack of focus and urgency on the Nuggets' part. In game three, they came out with the right mental state, and you saw the results.
I think, like you, they're gonna walk away with their first championship. Earl Boykins is here with us. Earl, you were on the Nuggets when it seems that they were kind of brought back into relevance and deeper competition, deeper into the playoffs with Carmelo Anthony and yourself. You coming off the bench, man. We see Carmelo decided to just hang him up and call it quits now to spend more time with his boy, watching him grow. What are your thoughts and memories from playing with him and ultimately what his legacy is?
I have nothing but great memories from playing with Carmelo. It's funny, I ran into him 2 weeks ago. EYBO, his son, was playing, and we spoke, and we hadn't seen each other in a while. But I think the most impressive thing about Carmelo is who he is as a person, who he is as a man. Even when he was a superstar with us, you know, he was always humble, always respectful. He's a great dude. And, you know, it speaks volume because, you know, he never put himself above any of us. You know, he was a guy where you had family in town. Of course, he was a star. Everybody wanted his autograph. You know, he would sign autographs for you whenever you asked. He never said no for your family if they wanted an autograph. And as a player, you know, he was unbelievable from day one. He came into the league and, you know, he averaged 20 as a rookie, and it was easy for him. And so, you know, I have nothing but, you know, respect for Carmelo Anthony as a person and a player. And, you know, I'm just happy to see that he's at peace with his career and what's going on in his life.
Well, right now, Earl, we see you're an assistant coach with UTEP. Why did you decide to spend more time, I guess, full-time coaching? And is this kind of a full stop for you? You want to be on the bench, or what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I decided to choose the college route as opposed to the NBA because I really enjoy developing young basketball players. I really enjoy developing, you know, young men and helping them grow not only as players but as people. And, you know, this is where I want to be at the collegiate level. And, yes, my goal to eventually, you know, become a head coach. But I'm having a great, great time here at UTEP. You know, the head coach is Joe Golding. He's an unbelievable human being. You know, great guy, class A guy. And he's an unbelievable coach. And you know, I'm enjoying just being here, being a part of his staff and, you know, learning from Coach Golding. But, yes, my ultimate goal is to become a head coach.
Earl Boykins is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Man, it was unlikely. You weren't supposed to be in the league at your size, and you just talked about Jokic and what he's able to do. Obviously, at 7 feet tall, there's advantages from seeing the floor. Yourself at 5'5", just out there still killing it in the league. What was the most challenging aspect for you as a player? And then, if you were to play right now, how do you feel the game would be different for you?
I actually think, you know, a lot of people view it as a negative, but, you know, because of my height, I've always had an advantage on the court as a player. For instance, I played the same position my whole life. You know, most players, as they get up, you know, levels, junior high school, college, they have to change positions. I never had to change position. I've always competed against taller guys, all taller players. And so I think whenever an opposing player played against somebody 5'5", they had to adjust the way they played because of my size and my speed. And, you know, for me, I never made an adjustment. I played the same way that I played in high school, college. I played the exact same way. So, you know, for me, I always viewed my height as definitely an advantage because, you know, I never changed my game. As a, you know, go back to the question, if I was to play in today's game, you know, I think today's game is more suited for the way that I played. You know, one of the biggest reasons I signed with the Denver Nuggets, you know, is laughable now. I go into the office in the summertime and I ask Kiki Vandeweghe, are you going to allow me to shoot pull-up threes? And that was a big reason why I signed with the Denver Nuggets because he was one of the few GMs at that time that allowed, he said, no problem, you can shoot pull-up threes. Well, I had other GMs told me, no, it's a bad shot. So that's how much the game has changed. But, you know, my game is definitely suited more for today's NBA than it was back then.
Yeah. Earl Boykins joining us. Final question for you. Are you making it out to Denver? Are you going to be there at the, you know, one of the final games? Are you going into the parade? I don't want to get too far ahead, but are you going to be participating?
I have work to do.
Okay.
I'll be recruiting. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. I'll be recruiting, but I will be rooting for them from a distance and enjoying the success that they've had. And, you know, I wish I could be there and be part of the celebration. But, you know, my heart is with the Nuggets, and hopefully they'll get their first championship, you know, this year.
Hey, Earl, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on and join us. If you want, is there some place that people can follow and keep up with you, or are you just trying to keep a low profile?
No. My Twitter is at Boykins Academy, and I'm on Instagram as The Earl Boykins.
All right, a big shout-out. Hey, Earl, good luck to you and everything that you do culture-wise. I look forward to catching up with you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me on the show. Take care.
No doubt about it. We just had a conversation with Denver Nuggets legend Earl Boykins. Oh, yeah, out there, 5'5", was busting ass in the NBA. And now he's helping to lead a new generation as an assistant coach down at UTEP. It is just the start for Earl Boykins, and I appreciate him taking the time to join us here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you have any thoughts on Earl and his play, I know a lot of people remember him out there. He was giving people the business, and it was pretty amazing to watch. He also had some comments on the Denver Nuggets. We're going to take more of your calls, but I see also right now we got a hell of an update. It's a good one for the people in South Florida.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate your show and the way you are, and there's a reason you are where you are. Thank you, bud.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you again to Denver Nuggets legend Earl Boykins for joining us in the last break. He thinks that the Denver Nuggets are going to take care of this series, and he doesn't believe it's going to go to seven. Maybe he says at max, Miami can pick up another game. And Earl is currently an assistant coach at UTEP right now with aspirations to be a head coach. He wants to work with young men and help them grow, not just as basketball players, but as individuals. So thank you, Earl, as a class act for joining us. Not easy to be 5'5", undrafted, and play 13 years in the NBA at 5'5". He said he saw everything coming to form with the Denver Nuggets a few years ago, with the development of Jokic, the emergence of Murray, and not too much love kind of given to the GM, assistant GM when he started, Calvin Booth of the Nuggets. So thank you again to Earl Boykins for joining us. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the conversation, guess what? You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I also have to tell you this. We heard it, and you heard the news flash just a few minutes ago, but the Florida Panthers, they actually got into the series. Instead of being down 0-3 here against the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they win in overtime, 3-2. They were able to tie the game up late in the third period, making it 2-2. And then they score in overtime to win. And now they are only down 2-1. They're going to be back at it in action. Game 4 will take place on Saturday. 855-212-4CBS. Tommy's here from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, JR? Happy Thursday to you, our fearless leader, and certainly a great, powerful super producer and host, David Shepard. Thank you all for doing what you all do. Boykins is a badass, period. And congrats to the Lady Sooners on their third strap. I woke up one morning, golf was okay, and I woke up the next morning and golf was just a complete crap show. And there, I know you like people to be succinct, JR, but there's so many questions, like, how was this kept under wraps for so long? What does this mean? Is it profit over principle? Did the players get smacked in the mouth? We haven't heard anything from Spieth or Scheffler or even Tiger. You know, and what about this? I heard somebody take a victory lap, like all the live guys. And I mean, will the PGA players have to unionize because of this? I mean, there's so much stuff, dude. And it's just, it's really, really disturbing, because to me, you know, golf is just one of these last bashing kind of things. And I would personally like to nominate is the guy's name Monahan, that guy, to the worst guy ever club, and vote for him. And I would like to, and hey, Mr. Darwin Cook, please come down to New Orleans and help us win a Super Bowl, okay? JR, we love you, God bless you, and please just help us make sense of this, bro. Later.
Well, thank you, Tommy from New Orleans. I'll try my best. And I don't think you could say New Orleans and Super Bowl in the same sentence right now, especially with Mr. Carr as your quarterback. That would be one hell of a surprise. Now, having said that, do I have answers for him when it comes down to what the merger means between the PGA and LIV? No, I do not. What I can tell you is, I think you know the answers to some of these questions. Is it profit over principle? The answer is yes. And I think it's only a matter of time before we really hear from some of the other golfers, because they don't even have the answers. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is here from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, I can tell you how this kept under wraps, JR. You see what happened to anyone when anybody reports things about the Saudis? Some reporters might just disappear if they spilled the beans on this. That's how I see it. And LIV Golf ain't going nowhere. And I like people talk about moral high grounds in sports in the same sentence. You know, look at how the NFL is with moral high grounds. Look at the NBA doing dealings with China and everything else. And Earl Boykins, he's played for 12 NBA teams, never averaged more than 9 points. A legend. I want to hear Larry Legend. You know, give me a real legend, brother. Have a good night.
Well, that's seems to be a miserable human being. And to say that Earl Boykins never averaged more than 9 points in a season is a misnomer. At 5'5", the man went out there, and at one point for several seasons, he averaged more than 10 points. He was a spark plug off the bench. He was someone who wasn't supposed to be in the NBA. And I think for who he is as a person and what he accomplished, the second shortest player in the NBA, ridiculously efficient, knocking down threes, having a 13-year career. I got to be honest. I think only a loser would come on the air and deride another human being for what he accomplished. What have you done? I think is the better question. What have you done? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Florida Panthers right now, they are trying to bounce back. And I guess they would be legendary if they won the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't think it's going to happen. Not the way that they were giving up 5 goals and 7 goals tonight. Gasp. They only gave up 2. And they walk away with a victory. And now they try to tie this series up at 2-2. And I don't know if this is going to be the same thing with the Miami Heat, but maybe they're trying to follow the same blueprint here. I told you heading into the third, the Golden Knights were up 2-1. And then the Panthers were able to tie it up before the third period ended, and it's now 2-2. Well, right now, I want you to hear from both the winners, and I want you to hear from the losers, the final goal that picked up or got the Florida Panthers their first victory here in the Stanley Cup Finals. Hey, let's hear from the losers first. This is from the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Brett Howden guides it to neutral ice. Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score! Carter Verhaeghe in overtime. Florida wins game 3.
Nice. Let's hear from the losers. Oh, well, they were excited. That was the why they so excited to lose.
Oh, no, but we do have the winners as well, JR.
Well, let's hear the winner. Why'd they sound excited? Let's hear from the winners.
Around to the far boards. Verhaeghe nearly was able to take that away. Tried to nudge it out front of the net, but the Golden Knights move it forward. Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side, looks across Verhaeghe, high slide shot. He scores! Carter Verhaeghe! The overtime winner here in game 3. The Panthers take it 3-2 the final.
Okay, yeah, those were the winners from the Panthers radio network.
Yes.
But what the hell are the Golden Knights? They didn't sound as excited, but they sound excited as well.
They did.
Yeah, what the hell is that? I'm like, you lost.
Hockey guys are good guys, JR.
No, they're not. Sound miserable. You lost. Anyway, I want to hear that again on the other side of the break. It's like, who? You sound like winners and you lost. Don't do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I want to talk more about what Earl Boykins had to say about Nikola Jokic on the other side of the break. I want to hear that call again. And then next hour as well, I don't know, maybe about 30 minutes from now, we'll talk to Errol Spence Jr., one of the world's best welterweight boxers, here on CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
BetUS.com is back for our 20th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.